In our next couple of studies, we'll be looking at Mark 5, verses 22 through 34. This section of Mark's Gospel is filled with impossible cases. It has been called the home of the hopeless. There are four impossible, hopeless situations recounted in Mark 4, verse 35 through Mark 5, verse 43. There is the troubled sea, the tormented sinner, the traumatized sufferer, and the tragedy of the young girl. Each case is hopeless. The disciples thought that they were going to die in the storm in Mark 4, verse 38. But Jesus was able to calm the storm with the simple command. No one could tame the demoniac, but Jesus set him free from his bondage with a simple command. He simply spoke. As we move through the rest of the events in this chapter, we will soon discover that Jesus is more than adequate for every situation. No matter where you would find yourself today, Christ is more than adequate. There are no incurables with him. There are no hopeless situations with the Lord. Your situation is hopeless. It's not hopeless. You who think it's hopeless, it is not hopeless. Your situation is not hopeless, and your loved ones are not hopeless. Today we will consider the account of the healing of the diseased woman, the woman with the issue of blood. This portion of scripture is a parenthesis in the action. Remember, Jesus Christ is on his way to heal the daughter of Jairus, and he is interrupted as he goes by this woman who comes and touches the hem of his garment. As Jesus was walking this day, he was thronged by a crowd. The people were pressing in on him. In the crowd that day, there was a weak, timid, dying woman who reached out and touched Jesus Christ. When she did, her life was instantly, completely, and permanently transformed. There are those that would listen today that need their life changed, that need a transformation. You need your life to be radically changed. That transformation can happen if you can touch Jesus Christ, even as the woman in the text did. Let's take a few minutes to consider this poor, diseased woman's condition. I want to talk about the elements of her story as I speak about the amazing power of simple faith. I want to point out the elements of her story. We see the woman's disease in verse 25. We see her ailment. This is in Mark 5. We're told that she suffered from an issue of blood. This literally means that she was hemorrhaging or bleeding from some part of her body. The word issue means a flowing of blood. Whatever may have caused this internal hemorrhage, she was a very sick woman. The verb tense indicates that it was a continual flow of blood. In verse 26, we see her agony. And she had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. A constant flow of blood such as this would have caused this woman untold suffering. Let's take a moment to examine some of the areas in which she suffered. First, she suffered physically from the constant blood loss. This poor woman would have been weak and anemic. She would have been pale. She would have had no energy at all. The least of efforts would have worn her out. the word, look at verse 29. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Of the plague, in the King James Version, some versions have affliction in it, but she was healed of the plague. The word plague is the same word that is translated whip elsewhere. Her disease was like a scourge, constantly beating her down day by day. Remember where the text started in verse 25, that it said this woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. 12 years nonstop bleeding. She was whipped by it. It was like a scourge constantly beating her down day by day. Not only did she suffer physically, she suffered medically. We're told that she tried all the remedies that the physicians had of the day. We're told that she suffered under their care. What a testimony to the doctors of that time. She suffered from the physicians. She'd have been better off not going to them. Chapter 5, Mark 5, verse 26 says, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She suffered medically from the physicians. An example of the medical techniques of that day can be found in the Talmud. There's 11 remedies prescribed in the Talmud. Some are potions, but mostly are simply superstitious nonsense. Everything from carrying various concoctions of herbs to frightening the sufferer, to having to stand over a ditch while someone says, arise from thy flux, was suggested as a possible cure. One remedy even called for the woman to carry an ear of corn taken from the dung of a white donkey. It is hard for us to imagine the kinds of indignities those doctors have put her through. She suffered physically. She suffered medically. She had suffered socially. She almost certainly was not married, because through physical contact, she would defile her husband. If she had ever been married, her husband, he would have eventually divorced her. She could not work around others because of the danger of defilement. This reduced her to a life of begging scraps of food from a distance. Her condition left her on the fringes of society. We really don't understand the culture of that time, what defilement meant. She was excluded from. She was defiled. She suffered socially. She would have suffered emotionally, since the Bible says that she's been this way for 12 years. And considering the average lifespan in those days, it's safe to assume that she'd probably been this way just after puberty. She has lived a life moving from one rejection to another. A defiled woman, a rejected woman. She's a lonely woman. She's an isolated woman. And she's a desperate woman. Suffering socially, suffering emotionally, and also suffering religiously. Do you realize Leviticus 15, verse 19 says this? If a woman has a discharge, and the discharge from her body is blood, she shall be set apart 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean till evening. If you simply touched a woman, you were unclean under the law. Look at that same chapter, Leviticus 15, verses 25 to 27. If a woman has a discharge of blood for many days, other than at the time of a customary impurity, during the period, or if it runs beyond her usual time of impurity, all the days of her unclean discharge, she shall be as the days of a customary impurity. She shall be unclean. This woman was unclean according to the law of God, defiled. Every bed on which she lies all the days of a discharge shall be to her as the bed of her impurity. And whatever she sits on shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her impurity. The way this woman would have felt. Verse 27, Leviticus 15. Whoever touches those things shall be unclean. He shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. The woman was unclean. Considered unclean, anything or anyone that she touched was also considered unclean. And as a result, she could not mingle with people in public, lest she caused them to be defiled. She could not go to the woman's court of the temple, because she was unclean. Oh, what this woman would have suffered. Suffering socially, suffering medically, suffering physically, suffering religiously. And she also suffered financially. The Bible tells us that she had spent all she had. The darkness and their useless remedies had not helped her. All they had done was drain her bank account. She had been left penniless and destitute. Do you find yourself suffering financially, religiously, emotionally, socially, medically, physically? This woman had suffered all of those problems, all of them. We see her anguish after all the years, all the doctors, all the times. She had hoped this remedy would be the one that would work for her. She has come to the place where she knows she's living under a death sentence. Yet she says, if I could just get to Christ. If I can just get to Christ. She says, if I don't get healed, I'm not going to get better. I'm going to die from this disease. What she has will kill her. Her life is literally draining out of her body, little by little. I wonder how many people can identify with this poor woman. Maybe you don't have her illness, but like her, you are filled with suffering and sorrow. She does give us a picture of two types of people. First of all, the woman paints a clear picture of everyone who does not know Jesus Christ as Savior. The scripture would say that you are defiled if you do not know Christ as Savior. You are defiled by a blood disease. This blood disease that you would have as a lost sinner, you inherited it. You inherited this disease from Adam. Romans 5 verse 12 says this, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin. You inherited that disease. This is a condition that has plagued the lost person since he or she has entered the world. Romans 3, verse 10 says, of your condition is known, righteous. No, not one. You have been born defiled. You are defiled, you who would be outside of Christ. Romans 3, verse 23 says this, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of humanity has sinned. All of humanity is defiled apart from knowing Jesus Christ, apart from being regenerated. All of mankind, that is their condition. Defiled as the woman in the text was. Defiled, impure, unclean. Galatians 3, verse 22. But the scripture has confined all under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. All of us outside of Jesus Christ is defiled. We are all defiled outside of Jesus Christ. It's a condition made no better despite all the efforts of the sinner. You may find yourself today as that woman with a disease that you cannot be cured, suffering emotionally, suffering religiously, suffering financially, suffering socially, suffering medically, suffering physically. To put it quite bluntly, your life is a mess. Your life is a mess. You have a disease that you need to be cured of. You have a blood disease that needs to be cured, even as the woman in our text. Many lost people spend their entire lives searching for meaning and help for their condition, but instead of getting better, they only get worse. They only get harder in their hearts and more deeply rooted in their sins. All the efforts at self-improvement and religion will not help your condition. This poor woman was in sad shape, but she wasn't nearly as bad. She wasn't nearly as bad off as that person who is not saved. She was merely headed to the grave. Outside of Christ, you are headed for an eternity in hell. Do you realize that the scripture says in Romans 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death? But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus the Lord. See, you have to be as the woman was in the text. If I could only get to Christ. If I can only get to Christ. Because outside of Christ, Psalm 9, verse 17 says this, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Frightening words. The woman in our text is also a picture of the believer who is laboring under a heavy burden. Many of God's children are discouraged and defeated today. You've tried everything in your power to get better. You tried everything you know to handle your problems. You read all the books, you listened to all the preachers, and you got an advice from the best of sources. But you know better. Your life is just as messed up as it ever was. Well, if that describes your life, keep on listening. Because as we watch this poor woman get the help she needs, we're going to find out about the help that we may need as well. This woman had heard, verse 27, go back to our text in Mark 5, when she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. This poor woman heard about Jesus. Maybe she heard how he had healed the leper, as we saw in Mark 1. Maybe she had heard about that wild man just across the lake that Jesus had helped the demoniac that we spent a couple studies on. Maybe she had heard about him. Or maybe some other poor soul who lived on the fringes of society due to an uncleanness of some sort. Someone that perhaps was defiled and had been healed by Jesus and came in and told her about him. No doubt she had heard that there was power in his touch. Regardless of where she had heard about him, she knew she had to get to him. See? She had to get to him. She had heard about Jesus, and she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Heard about him, came behind him, and touched his garment. Heard, came, and touched. She had come to realize that Christ was her only hope. Christ is your only hope. She believed with all her heart that if she could just get to him, that she would be healed. She displayed her determination to get to Jesus by approaching him in that crowd. As she elbowed her way through the people, she was causing ceremonial defilement for everyone that she touched. She was taking a great risk. If she had been recognized, she would have been subjected to public humiliation and ridicule. They would have started to cry out as they did for the leper, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." Have you felt that way your whole life? Unclean and defiled. Even if you hadn't felt that way, if you were deceived. The scripture says outside of Christ, you are defiled and unclean. A crowd like that might have gotten worked up and beat her or stoned her to death. For her, it was a risk, though, worth taking. She believed Jesus would heal her. She heard him. She heard about him. She came behind him. And she touched his garment. She was determined because by the very nature of her disease, it would have taken all the energy she had to drag herself out of her bed, to struggle through that crowd, to get to Jesus. She was desperate for Jesus. Have you reached that place in your life yet? Have you come to understand that Jesus Christ is the only hope you have? If you're hearing today, if you're lost today, you need to get to Jesus Christ. For he is the only source of salvation. There's no salvation outside of Christ. John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, I'm the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Christ is the only answer. He is the only one that can change your life. He's the only one that can bring you to the Father. Acts 4, verse 12 says this, "There is salvation in no other. There's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Buddha won't do it. Hinduism won't do it. Islam won't do it. No other religion in the world would do it. But Jesus Christ. If you never trusted him for salvation, then you need to come to him. Jesus is your only hope. You need to touch him by faith, even as the woman in the text came to him, heard about him, came to him and touched his garment. You've heard about Christ. Now come behind him and touch him. Simply ask him for salvation. There are some maybe who are saved, that are listening. But like this woman, you're burdened and you're defeated. And you need to touch him again as well. The sooner you come to realize that Christ is the only person, the only answer, who can help you, the sooner you'll get the help that you need. Listen what he would say to you today. You who know Christ. Matthew 11, verse 28. Tells us, "Come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Does that describe you? Christ says, come to him. Come to him today, brother and sister, you that are laboring and you're heavy laden, and he will give you rest. Only he can give you rest. And he can give you rest because he tells us in Hebrews 4, verses 15 and 16. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Come to him with your burdens. You who are heavy laden and burdened down, come to him. He can sympathize. Notice he can sympathize with our weaknesses, even as he did with the woman in the text who was defiled, who was unclean. It wasn't that she was in quote-unquote known sin. And the things that would be burdening you is not necessarily because of known sin. So Christ would say to you today, brother and sister, you who are weak, you who are weary, you who are burdened, come to Him. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that you would find mercy and grace to help in your time of need. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 would say to you today, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you, even as He did for the woman in the text. She simply came to Him by faith, as we'll see in our next study. Why should you carry that burden one more step? Why should you fight your battle even for one more minute? Why should you live defeated for another day? You don't have to. Get to Jesus. He can and He will help you. Even as it says in our text in Mark 5, verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind them in the crowd and touched His garment. Verse 28 is beautiful of Mark 5. For she said, if only I may touch His clothes, I shall be made well. That is a word for you today. If only I may touch His clothes, I shall be made well. There's the good news of the gospel there. I shall be made well. I shall be made well.